this brings us up to date. The reason why I'm here. Well, it's not long after we moved. It's about 3 months. We found out we were going to have a baby. Unfortunately, not by choice, but it just happened. Now, I have no idea what to do. We don't have any money. We don't have much space. We're 18 and on our own, you know. I came out here to get away, have a fresh start. This makes it hard. You haven't said anything in a while. You're not even listening.
Yes, I am. Go ahead and tell me more. Oh yes, I love to hear every word you say. So let it out, don't let it stay. 'Cause that's what kills and that's what hurts. When you're stuck inside and you can't get out. But here's what's worse, when you have to lie. 'Cause you're stuck inside the shallow mind that won't see himself for what he is. The truth behind what he gives to the world and himself and what he thinks he is. You can't hurt anyone 'cause you only give. Oh, that's you.
That's not me. I never said it was. But I bet you're saying this because you probably did the same thing, didn't you?
Oddly enough, I'm on my way.
Now see, it's natural to assume the worst when you're raised to only trust yourself. But I must agree, you should know that you have been quite wrong. Your dad, it's not his fault. You only see what you need to see. To feel worse for your sorry life. Not to fix it, but to only hide behind walls you put up. So continue for yourself. It's not your fault, it's everyone else. There's one thing you failed to see. You're a man, you're your father's son. You both decided it was best to run. And now you're stuck. So forgive.
is Dean. I grew up in a small suburb town about 40 miles from the city. It's a quiet place, but the people there have the biggest mouths.
It's the kind of place where people care more about your stories than who you actually are. I guess that kind of makes sense now when I look at myself.